Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, God. God, you are worthy, God. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We lift you up. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. We exalt you above every concern. Hallelujah. We exalt you over every situation, Lord God. We exalt you over everything that could be happening, Lord God, right now, Father God. God, we exalt you, Lord. We lift you up, God, and we magnify you, God, and we just tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you on today, God. We glorify you, God, because you are so, so good, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come into your presence. We thank you, Father God, for helping us get through our day. We thank you, Father God, for being more than conquerors. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for having our right mind. We thank you, God, for safe travels over the highways and byways. We thank you, God, for getting us from point A to point B. God, we thank you for meeting every one of our needs. We thank you, God, for telling us your secrets. We thank you, God, for opening up our understanding to your word. We thank you for the counsel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for giving us guidance and direction. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us from all harm and danger, seen and unseen. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the things that we need. We thank you, Father God, for the breath in our lungs, God. We thank you for the water, God. We thank you, God, that our family is okay. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, for looking out for them, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for mending relationships. We thank you for restoring our soul. We thank you for being our shepherd. We thank you, Father God, for being our rear guard. We thank you, God, for being the light, Lord God, that we can follow. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. We thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. We just thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, for working on our hearts, tearing down walls. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for removing that compromising spirit, that hateful spirit, that spiteful spirit, that prideful spirit, that know-it-all spirit. Father God, that busybody spirit, that pointing the finger, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for breaking some chains. God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for reconciliation with you. We thank you, God, that your arms are always open. We thank you, God, that we can come and cast all our cares upon you. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, God, we just thank you, God, that we have you in our lives. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power, God, the anointing, Father God, that dwells in us and upon us. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, God, for making your word life in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the trials and tribulations, Lord. And even though we don't understand, Father God, we find out later, Father God, that it's all for our good. It's all for our learning. And it's to help us to see what's really in our hearts. And we do not have to be afraid to face these things that's in our heart. Oh, the wickedness and the stuff in our hearts, God, that is stopping our relationship with you. God, we can't be afraid. We gotta face these things. So God, we thank you for giving us the courage to face these things, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. For removing all fear, God, removing all fear, all doubt, and helping our unbelief. We thank you, God, for strengthening us in our spirit, man. Father God, we thank you, God, for giving us what to say and how to say it. We thank you, God, for the healing that's taking place in our lives. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for going through and removing every spirit that's not of you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for doing it, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for breaking every chain and every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that every soul, God, that comes into this place, that comes into the full house, Father God, that encounters you, God, that they will never be the same. They won't be the same. We cannot be the same. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us a heart of acceptance, to accept the truth, accept the truth, God. We're asking you to go in, Lord, and continue, God, to sweep out the places in our heart, Father God, that has that old stuff, Lord God. God, breaking the old ties and the soul ties, Lord God. God, leaving the past in the past, not carrying that stuff, not allowing that stuff, Lord God, to dictate our future. Oh, God, we just thank you on today for that freedom to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your help. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, God, for exposing those things that's in our heart. Father God, because as you expose these things and we face these things that allow us to come into freedom, to be free from the devices of the enemy, the traps and the snares. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, to enter in, Father God. Enter in even the more, Father God. Overtake us, Lord God. Consume us, Father God. Be that consuming fire, Lord God, that so many of us have heard about. Be that consuming fire, God, and give us the heart to receive you, God. Lord God, unashamed, not embarrassed, Lord God. Not ashamed to confess our faults. Not ashamed to confess our faults one to another. Not ashamed to release it, Father God, and say, what must I do to be saved? Not ashamed, Lord God, to release everything unto you, Father God, and not try to hide it and sweep it under the rug, God, but we're releasing it unto you on tonight. And every day, God, we're dying daily, God, striving, God, to be more like you, striving, God, to please you, God, striving, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, submitting ourselves under your mighty hands, God, bowing down, bowing down, bowing down, bowing down to you, admitting, Father God, that there's nothing we can do without you. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, touch the hearts of your people, that they won't continue to run, that they won't continue to hide, God, that they won't continue to have one foot in and one foot out. God, let them remember, Father God, who they are, and those that don't know who they are, God, introduce them to themselves, Father God, and let them see, God, what you have ordained and put imparted inside of them at their birth, even before they were even, God, conceived in the womb, Father God, how you have ordained them for great things, Lord God, how you have assigned to them many people, how you have assigned to them good and not evil. it. They can get free from it all. Oh God, but they gotta accept the truth. They gotta accept what's in their heart. Oh God, accept, Lord God, what you're showing them. Oh God, give them a heart to receive. Give them eyes to see, their ears to hear, a mind to understand, and a heart, Father God, of love and hope and belief. Oh God, help them to believe. Help their unbelief and help them to believe that you will not steer them in the wrong way. In fact, God, you said you would guide them with your own eye. Help them to cling to you, Father God. Oh God, until you bless them, until you break some chains, until you stay seized, oh God. Oh God, not themselves, but a nation that you have called forth in the name of Jesus, until they see, God, that it's not just about them, but it's about you, and it's about the people that don't know you. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, go throughout this land, touch the hearts of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Wake them up, God, of their spiritual death. Oh God, wake them out of their sleep, God. They will continue to lie to themselves, that they won't continue to be fearful or hesitate when you tell them to move. You got people, God, that are anointed and are called by you, and they're not walking in their authority. They're not walking in their divine destiny. God, I'm asking you, God. Oh, God, get them going, Father God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God. Wake them up, God. Let them not sit in a stupor state any longer. Let them not stay in that place any longer. God, call them out and tell them, Father God, it's time to get going. Oh, God, to move. Oh, God, tell them, God, Lord God, that they have to be moving. The five ministries got to get going. Oh, God, help them, Father God, to understand. Oh, God, it's time to get moving. It's time to work in the kingdom. It's time to work. It's time to work. It's time to work. Oh God, help them, Father God, to move by your spirit, move by your power, move under your anointings, by your anointing. In you we move, in you we have our being, in you we have everything we need. Oh God, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let us not continue to stay in that state. Help us to walk into the new, beginning the old, taking down everything, God, casting down every vain imagination. Oh God, help us, Lord God, that we have more that keen discernment, that we have that foresight, that hindsight, that nearsight. Oh God, that we will hear what your spirit is saying, and we'll move when you say move, and be still when you say be still, operating in self-control, and feeling and obedience and willingness in the name of Jesus. Not leaning to our own understanding. Jesus. I'm not leaning to our own understanding because, oh God, the Lord may have us do some things that are unusual. The Lord may have us say some things that are far-fetched. The Lord may have us say some things that is real crazy to the world. Oh God, to help us, Lord, to be obedient in this day, in this season, in this time. Help us, Lord, to be obedient and follow after you with everything that's within us. Jesus. Oh God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord. We thank, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your movement. We thank you for your movement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that your spirit just dwell in this place, God. We ask you, did you enter here, God, and consume this place. Saturate this place with your power. God, saturate your, put this place with your love. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Go all the way down to the foundation, to the roof. From east, west, north, and south, and count your angels around this place. And as your people enter in, Father God, they feel your presence. They know this is a place, it's a sanctuary where they can get help. They can be healed. They can be delivered. That they can walk it out with you in the name of Jesus. And they In the name of Jesus, Lord, help your people to understand who they are, know their identity, know their self-worth. Hallelujah. Know our self-worth and not just fall for any old thing. Not to give ourselves over to just any old thing that presents itself. God, would help us to understand who we are in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you on today. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are asking, God, in the name of Jesus, that every prayer request has gone up before you, God, whether it's verbally written in the hearts, whispered, murmured, crying, Father God, all these things, Lord God. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, God, to consider those prayers. God, consider every prayer. God, consider every prayer. As your people cry out to you, meet them right where they are, Lord. Let them never be the same. God, open their eyes to see that you're coming, you're coming, you're coming. But they got to be ready. They got to be ready. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your people not miss you again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them heart to walk up right before you, circumspect. Lord God, in spirit and in truth, worshiping you, God, with everything that's within them. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Not our will, but thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, thy will be done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we just bless you. We bless you and we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, Lord. Let your word come forth, Lord God, and be sharper than a two-edged sword. Father God, let your word, Father God, penetrate the hearts, the soul, God, into the marrow of the bone, Father God, that it would bring forth change. That your word, God, would get planted and rooted inside of us, Lord God, that we would have to consider and reconsider over and over and over, God. And God, let it bring forth some revelations of truth, Father God. Oh God, that would change our perspective, that would change our outlook, would change our heart. Oh God, and that stuff, Lord God, those black spots or those things that was there, Father God, Lord God, would be choked out. And it will not choke out the word, but the word will cleanse us and wash us and make us pure and holy in our hearts first, Lord. Because you look at the heart. God, let the word go into the heart, Lord. In the heart, we need a transformation to take place, God. God, as we get your word, as we renew our minds, we need a transformation to take place. We're laying down that pride, Lord, right now. We don't know it all. We don't have it under control. Oh, God, we need your word to do it. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, more than anything else in this world, we need you. Help us to see it. Help us to know it. Help us, God, to walk in that confidence and assurance, Lord God, like never before, that you are our shepherd. Oh, God, you have a plan. You know what you're doing. Your hands are not too short. Oh, God, and you cannot lie. You know what you're doing. Help us, Lord, as we can conceive, Lord, as we receive, Lord, your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and it bursts out, Father God. A new life, a new creature. Old things passed away, and all things become anew in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh God, we just bless you. Remove all hidden motives, Lord, even in me. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord, dwell in this place. Touch every seat. Touch the walls. Touch every door. Go into the bathrooms, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to your people on tonight. Speak to your people, Lord. We thank you for everything that you do with. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we bless you, Lord. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.